Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. And what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. If you have any questions about how to get your shit together in 2023 or 2024, click the description down below. Set up a consultation with one of my team members to see how we can help you, or jump into the Warrior Academy 7 days for free in 2023. All right, we're going to dive right into it. Everybody's talking about break free from the matrix. Get out of the matrix. What is the matrix? What are you breaking free from? When you break free from something, you're in another paradigm or someone else's matrix. For example, if I leave Arizona to run away from something, guess who I find if I'm in Dubai? After I get used to the environment, the culture, I find the same fucking person looking at myself in the mirror. So instead, I'm going to show you some steps on how you can break free from indoctrination so you can become your own self and build your own matrix. This whole idea of break free, listen to me for a second. It's not about breaking free from anything. Wherever you are, you can create paradise. Wherever you are, you can create wealth. Wherever you are, you can create abundance. It already exists, but you've been created and indoctrinated into a system, some good, some bad. Indoctrination is not bad if it's done for good. Maybe you had a great upbringing. Your parents were wonderful to you, and you just had a wonderful life growing up. That's great indoctrination, right? You take those beliefs and those ideas and you take them into your life and your relationships, right? But I'm going to show you 8 ways where you can break free from the indoctrination system so you can live your own life. And you don't have to be controlled by anybody, no matter if you're in Dubai, Arizona, Chicago, New York. You can be whoever you want to be. The environment is just an experience and frequency that you get to experience at different levels, but you're always the same person. Number one is we need to identify your beliefs and assumptions. You need to take time to reflect on your beliefs, assumptions, and consider, where did they come from? Is it from your church, your parents, your grandparents? Where do your belief systems come from? You have to identify that. So after you identify where your beliefs come from, it's good to seek out different perspectives. Read books, articles, listen to podcasts. You're listening to one right now. Different resources, and get different perspectives than your own. Stop being so biased and just saying it's this way because, this way because why? Because your parents, church, government told you that way? Seek different perspectives. Seek to understand versus being understood, and watch how rich and abundant your life becomes. Okay. So number one, we identify beliefs and assumptions, where they come from. After we identify where they came from, usually our parents and our churches and our schooling systems and things like that, we have to seek out different perspectives. If we want a different personality, we got to have a different personal reality, as Dr. Joe Dispenza says. Be open to changing your mind. Be willing to consider other possibilities that beliefs, other people's beliefs may be incorrect or correct, okay? So if you look at your beliefs and the way you grew up and it's not working for you, you may look to say, hey, those are incorrect and I'm open to changing those in order to see a different paradigm so I can find out who I truly am. For example, if the way your parents operated in a relationship isn't working for your current relationship, but you really, really love this person, you may want to seek out a different perspective. You may want to identify where your belief system comes from. If you really love this person and you know it's deep-rooted in doctored subconscious mind programming, you have to be open-minded to change. Number four, learn how to critically evaluate information. This has absolutely changed my mind, developing the skill to critically evaluate information and ideas that you're presented with. Okay, this has taught me to not get duped, to not get ripped off. I am a no person right away. I used to be such a people pleaser. I believed everybody. Now I critically evaluate all the information that's presented to me. Somebody comes to me with a business idea. I'm like, Okay. Based on being who I am and knowing exactly who I'm in, knowing my worth, I'm able to go through my principles and I can critically evaluate the information someone's presenting to me and know if they're full of shit or not. And if I don't know, I will verify to see if they're full of shit or not. Because a lot of you are getting duped by people, okay, because you don't know who you are. You don't know exactly how to respond. You're not okay saying no. You're a people pleaser. You feel uncomfortable saying no because your parents taught you to respect authority and never question anything. And when you should question everything. Number five, question assumptions. Don't take anything for granted. Question assumptions and the reasoning behind it. Why do you assume that? You assume that somebody is acting that way. Let me give you an example. You come home and your spouse is in a bad mood. You assume that you did something wrong. Question your own assumptions. Seek to understand. Okay, it goes back to looking at different perspectives or opening up your mind or be willing to consider other possibilities. Is look back and say, what's going on here? Maybe I didn't do something wrong, so I'm not going to assume. I'm going to ask open-ended questions. Why do you feel that way? What got you there? Here's what I'm hearing you say. If I did this, would this help? You're not saying, oh, you're acting this way and therefore I should feel that way. No, you're not making assumptions. You're assuming that something is wrong and you want to help. Okay. Number six is seek guidance from trusted individuals. You guys hear me say this all the time. Okay. People you respect. Okay. People you want to align with their beliefs. You like their beliefs and consider their perspectives. Maybe there's somebody you look at, but your parents or grandparents or your church leader is like, nah, that person. But if you're not, don't have the life you want and you're miserable and you're broke and all these things, why would you take advice from people who led you to that place? Does that make sense? Seek different perspectives. And it's very uncomfortable to give a different perspective. Okay, because it's going to challenge your belief system. But the question is, if you don't like your reality, then the personality that you've been indoctrinated into is obviously affecting that. So something needs to change. Through critically evaluating information, opening up your mind, seeking guidance from trusted individuals. Take responsibility for your own learning. Nobody's going to fucking tap you on the shoulder. Nobody's going to come to your house and give you a book. You have to take responsibility for learning. Now, in this society, with everything being so quick and so fast, it's distracting. You have to shut down warriors. Education for me is right when I wake up. I constantly go into education. It's Christ consciousness. When I get into my car, I'm sometimes listening to music, but often I'm listening to some type of motivation or inspiration. When I'm driving home, I'm always listening to education around financial. I'm constantly studying, constantly growing. Before bed, I'm studying macroeconomics. And then I go to bed with Christ conscious meditation, constantly taking responsibility for my learning. Number eight, last one, practice self-reflection and self-awareness. Reflect on your thoughts, your feelings, and your actions and know how you may be, they may be influencing your beliefs and other people. Let's go through it again. Number one, identify your beliefs and assumptions. Number two, seek out diverse perspectives. Number three, be open to changing your mind. Number four, learn how to critically evaluate information. Really hone in on that one, guys. Number five is question assumptions. Number six, seek guidance from trusted individuals. Number seven, take responsibility for your own learnings. And number eight, practice self-reflection and self-awareness. It is not about breaking free from the matrix. It's about becoming the matrix. It's about becoming your own system, your own ecosystem, and truly being who you're meant to be with different fingerprint, different DNA. You're beautiful. You're amazing. You're powerful. You're abundant, as we always say. Appreciate you guys. I hope these tools reached you well. If you could do us a huge, huge favor, so many of you have given us a 5-star review. It helps more this information reach more people. So to say thank you, if you could take 3 seconds to go down there and leave a 5-star review, it'd help us tremendously. Warriors, rise. Get your shit together. Let's go.